Welcome back to Empowered Heart-Centered Money Conversations, a series for financial wellness. And my name is Laura Plahuta, and I am an emotional clearing practitioner. And this is Kristen Mabey, who is a financial coach. And today we are on video number two, how to stop living paycheck to paycheck and set yourself up for financial success. So this is going to be a video for you if you are somebody who constantly worries about not having enough money or feels kind of trapped in a scarcity mindset. And you feel like you're kind of on this rat race where you're just in loops and cycles and wanting to really break out of those cycles. So if you haven't seen the first intro video we did, you can go back and do that. I'll put the link down in the comments for you in the description. And in there, we just share a little bit more about exactly what this series is going to be and what you can expect from it. And if you want to follow along, make sure you subscribe down below. And so we're going to be doing releasing these videos every 2 weeks. And our intention with that is really to allow you to have that time to be able to take the time to first take in the information that we're talking about. I know we mentioned this in the last one that sometimes these conversations about finances can activate all sorts of types of emotions in the body. And then we get all sorts of protection mechanisms that are like, nope, avoidance. Where we're not actually taking the action that we need in order to set ourselves up for the financial success. So our intention with doing this every 2 weeks is allowing you that time to be able to set yourself up with that schedule, to be able to hop on the short videos, to get the information, to get the tangible things for you to take action on, to complete them, and then come back into the next video and set yourself up with that next kind of tangible step. They may all resonate with you. They may all, like some of them may not resonate. We're going to be very clear with who the video is for so that you can do it. However, I do truly believe that all of the information that we're talking about has been so valuable on my journey. So I do feel like it will be valuable for a lot of people. And so in this video, we're going to be sharing with you three tangible steps for you to take. And then we're also going to touch on the mindset and self-awareness required in order to actually make it a reality. Because there's a lot, two kind of different things. Like we can know the information and then we can also not take action on it, right? So this is really to provide you with both the tangible steps and the mindset and the self-awareness required for you to actually start bringing more awareness so that you can change the behaviors that you have, change the patterns that you have, and change your financial future. Kristen, would you like to take it away?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's so good when you said that about feeling the emotions around money. And like, I see that all the time. And it's just, it's okay. It's totally okay. Mm-hmm. And so today we really want to take a moment to talk about paying yourself first. So what does that even mean? So when you're paying yourself first, basically every time you get paid, put a portion of that into a savings or a checkings. We're going to have another video where we're going to talk about how to maximize where you can put that money. But for today's conversation, it's just taking a portion of how much you get paid. We recommend 10% and putting it into a different place. Because if we don't do that, it can cause more problems down the road. So when you're looking at your paycheck and you want to determine what is 10%, right? If you're a paycheck, if you're an entrepreneur, maybe it's 10% of each sale. So say, you know, your paycheck is $1,000 and $100 would be that 10%. So you basically take your amount that your paycheck is net, how much you actually get to keep, times it by 0.1. And that's your 10%. That's how much you should be putting away into a separate account. So why do we want to do this? It's because if we don't pay ourselves first, and when I say first, I mean literally first, before you pay your bills, and that might not sound comfortable, but that's okay. Because that's really what's going to help you move forward. Because we really look at our paychecks as how much money do we have to spend? And I see this a lot with my clients. Subconsciously, they're spending their money before they even get it. In your head, you're calculating to the dollar how much you have to spend, whether you know you're doing it or not, right? Like we're talking a lot about the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm.
So if you do this, put it down in the comments.
Right? Yes.
If you didn't watch that first video, there's no shame in this. This is all about full transparency around all of it. I know I've done that. I still do it sometimes.
I've done that. Yeah, you spend it because you get excited, right?
Yeah.
But the challenge is that what if we just looked at it differently? Say your paycheck is this big, right? And you think, okay, this is how much I have to spend. And normally that's how we get stuck in the paycheck to paycheck cycle, is because we're spending this much. But what if we took a portion off? So this portion over here, it's gone. It's in a separate account. Now we have this much to spend. Your brain is still going to spend this much, and you're not going to feel stressed at the end of the month. Maybe you just make adjustments, because when you see your bank account, let's use like different numbers, like $100 in your bank account at the end of the month, if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Well, if you have $100 in your account, you're going to spend it differently than if you have a whole paycheck and you have $150, you know, it's a week left. I don't know what that looks like for your situation. Is that clear? Does that make sense, Laura?
It does, yeah. So if
Yeah.
you're getting, say, paid like $1,000 each, say biweekly, you would take 10% of that. So $100 you would want to have into a separate account, which we will talk about in a different video,
You got it.
and have that set aside. And then that way it's like every month you're relying on that $900 paycheck. And that's what you know that you have to be able to live your life and do your spending and pay your bills and all of this stuff.
That's right,
Yeah.
exactly. And I think it's so important, because you still are going to spend that $900, right? We're going to spend the amount that we have allocated in our minds. And I actually did this with one of my clients. He was a business owner living paycheck to paycheck. And I literally was like, didn't understand. I'm like, how can you be living paycheck to paycheck? You make really good money. And the first year, by teaching him this one concept, he saved $80,000,
Insane,
because
eh?
he just thought about his money differently. And it's all about that mindset. So I think it's really important to discover how much you're going to be putting away, paying yourself first every single month. So that's one of your homework items, okay? The other thing to think about is knowing that a credit card is not an emergency fund. Because I think we've all been there. It's probably safe to say that at some time we were in a jam and we're like, I'll just throw it on my credit card.
Yeah,
No
or the line
problem.
of credit.
Or the line of credit. That's right. Right? Or ask a friend. But what if you could come from a place of having cash flow to pay for that emergency? We were talking about flat tires. I know I had a flat tire and I was like, not even upset about them. Like, it's okay. I have cash. I just need to go get a new one, put it on, moved on with my day. But if I didn't have that money saved, that would have completely ruined my day, right? So a credit card is not an emergency fund, because it doesn't allow you to have the cash flow saved. Often we do one of two things. One is that we're trying to pay down our debt all the time, so we're not saving, or we're just moving our savings onto our credit card. This cycle of paying my credit card off every single month, right? What if you did it differently and you spun both plates at the same time? You want to pay yourself first and you were paying down your debt, because that would allow you the freedom to get start to get out of debt and to have cash flow, so then when an emergency came up, you knew you had money. You didn't have to worry about putting it on your credit card and getting deeper into the problem, right? So I think that there's so much value in paying yourself first, and it's just taking that aligned action that is going to determine where you want to put that money, which we're going to talk about, and how much that you want to put into that account. And you'll really see that build up over time, even if it's a little bit at a time. If I told you know, why don't you put $100 a month towards the savings? And this is brand new for you. That might feel really heavy. But if I said, Laura, could you do $25 a week? That would probably feel a little bit different, right? It's only $25. I can probably figure that out. Guess what? That's also $100 a month. So break the amount into weekly or biweekly. If you get paid weekly, or if you get paid biweekly, if you do it along with your pay schedule, that works really well. But if you break it down into little chunks, it doesn't feel so heavy. And then you start to see it grow, and it's really, really exciting. So I think this is, could be so valuable. And often when we're not living in this kind of momentum of paying ourselves first, it's because we're in a scarcity mindset, right, Laura?
For sure. Yeah. And there's many things that we can kind of have that kind of hold us back from really following through on these actions. But yeah, when we're in scarcity and we're constantly like using things. And I think another thing that I see a lot, and I know even from my past experience, was this like instant gratification, you know, like wanting things right now and not being okay to save from them. Like, I love how you mentioned about it doesn't really matter how much money you're making, like you can still be living paycheck to paycheck unless you have these fundamental skills integrated into who you like physically are as a human being. You know, like it becomes a non-negotiable where you just naturally operate from that place where you're putting aside a certain amount for this and you have this automated to go to here and you have all of the systems and back end set up. And that's what I love most about this stuff is that like there's automations where you don't have to physically be the one who's actually in there, like doing this every single like week or whatever. Like, no, like there's automation set up with your banking or with Kristen that you can literally have it kind of flowing in the background. It's really just getting everything in place and having the education and the information to actually then be able to do it. But when it comes to instant gratification, like we've been raised in a society that kind of keeps us outside of ourselves. Right. And an example for that is like we've been raised in a very superficial society where the brand new car and the nice fancy house and the perfect looking family and the nice clothes and all these things. And there can be that tendency where we want to fit into this persona. Right. And a lot of the time, it's like it's not really our authentic selves. I know I was there at that place where I had the house and I had the dogs and the partner and the six-figure income, the pension, the benefits, like all of the bells and whistles. However, I was still very unfulfilled inside. And honestly, financially, like I was not as far ahead as I potentially could have been if I had all of these kind of skills at that point. Really just tuning into how you're feeling, like if you're listening to this, how do you feel around your finances? Are you somebody who's completely okay? Like, yeah, let's put aside 10%. Or maybe you're like, let's put aside 20%, you know, because that 10% is really just a suggestion. You can go as wild as you want with this. Like you can do as much as you want. And we're also going to chat a little bit more about the emotional purchases that we make and how we can actually cut back on our spending. Right. Because we have our cash flow in, our income coming in, but then we also have our expenses and we have to balance both of them in order to actually create good flow of what we're doing. So tuning in, just like asking, I guess, like asking you a question, like whoever's listening, how are you with your spending? Like, do you go into your either your bank kind of statements and take a peek at where your money's going? Or are you somebody who just has like subscriptions going out here and there and this and that, and you're like, oh shit, this subscription just went out and I forgot to cancel it and this and that. Is it just kind of like, you feel very like chaotic and scattered in it, you know? And it's really like we said, it's just, there's no shame around it. It's just that self-awareness around, yep, that's where I'm at right now. Feeling very chaotic and scattered with it. And like, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm looking to change this stuff, because I want to stop living paycheck to paycheck and set myself up for an amazing, bright future where you have the money to invest into the things that you really want that are really special to you and are going to move you forward to create the life that you want. So So just emotional purchases are huge. It can be eating out, like when you're stressed or you're busy, you know, like eating out. It can be like shopping. Oh my gosh, the amount of money I spent on different clothes and this and that. And then like, you don't even really wear them. Then they end up going into the donation bin the next year. Who's done that? You know, there's lots of things you can kind of like end up doing. It can have your Netflix subscriptions going out, your Disney Plus, your this and that. There's so many extra subscriptions. It could be business subscriptions. You know, there's lots of different business services like that I know that I've used for marketing and this and that, that I haven't kept up on the subscriptions and I'm not even using the service anymore. And then it continues to go out. So there's tons and tons of ways. So really getting clear on the different things that you have going out and being mindful around what you're actually doing when it comes to the money going out, and really tuning in and being like, is this actually something that I really truly need and also want? You know, and if you're in the place where it's kind of like less finances to play with, then you may have to be okay kind of going back to the needs for a little bit. And I know it kind of sucks sometimes, but like going back to that, knowing that you're putting the right action steps in place so you don't always have to be there. It's like a short-term sacrifice for the long-term gain.
To have that freedom. I had a client that she messaged me and she said that she was $80,000 in debt. It took her, you know, a number of years to pay it off, but now she is like so excited about where she's going. And once you have that freedom, it propels you. It compounds, right? You learn along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once we kind of know where that money is going as well and what it's kind of bringing us toward, like it gets exciting where you get to be like, you know what, like I'm putting this aside for like this specific vision that I have that I want to create. I want to start my own business, or I want to be able to provide for my kids' education, or I want this or I want that. And like being able to have like a clear vision of what it is you want is so important when it comes to that savings. If it just feels like another drain where it's kind of going out and you're like, this is money just going to nowhere. You know, like that's exhausting, you know, but because we work for our money and we work hard for our money, and like being able to have it going into those places that actually feels good to us is so important.
And I think also if you look at where your money is growing, let's use a subscription, for example, like normally we have no problem subscribing to something that's $20 a month. But if I told you to put $20 a month towards your savings, you'd be like, oh, Kristen, I don't know if I can, right? But it's normally because you don't know what that $20 is actually going towards. And it's all about the mindset around it, right? Yeah. It's just looking at it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are these concepts landing for everybody? So just to kind of recap on what we've talked about, we talked about paying yourself first. So taking that 10% and putting it aside, the very first thing you do when you receive your paycheck, before you pay your bills, before you pay everything, really putting that 10% aside. And like Kristen said, we're gonna do another video specifically on that, because you might be like, oh, well, what kind of account am I supposed to put this in? Is it a tax-free savings account? Is it a savings account? Is it this? Is that? So many different options. So we're gonna go more in depth on that. But for now, it's really just understanding, having that concept of putting 10% away minimum for yourself first. And then that way it's going to allow you to then take that money and put it elsewhere so that it can start working for you. And then the second one was that the credit card is not an emergency fund. So that's where that 10% and the other money that you have can be reallocated into different specific locations so that you know that you're setting yourself up so that if something happens where you get a flat tire, or you have this unexpected bill that comes in, or any other things that can kind of just pop up in our daily lives, like you have that money set aside and you know that you don't need to get stressed about it. You know, it's like, okay, that's fine. I'll take it out of here. And then I'm just going to retop that back up. No stress, no worries. So that's the second one, is the emergency fund. And then the third one was taking a peek at your expenses. So either going on your, like printing out your actual statements from your bank, from your credit card, and like going through and like highlighting the ones that you're kind of like, don't really use that very much. I could probably get rid of that. Or I don't really need this one anymore. Okay, yeah, this one I absolutely love, so I'm keeping this one. You know, this isn't about going into scarcity mode to try to save finances. You know, it's really about like just being realistic with ourselves and like seeing, okay, like, no, like if I want to achieve this goal, then this is something that I'm willing to cut back on so that I can move myself forward in that way. So you can do it either like printing it out, or if you don't have a printer, then even just going through your online statements and taking your notebook out, you know, and writing down, okay, I have this charge that's going out. I have this one, this one, this one. And then taking the time to go through and actually start canceling them. You know, or unsubscribing from things. Did you have something?
Or if you have charges that you don't know what they are, look into them. Often if you just Google whatever shows up on your statement, because that happens to clients all the time too. They're like, I've been paying $20 a month for it. I have no idea what. And they never deal with it. So just bite the bullet, deal with that thing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of fraud that happens now, especially with credit cards. I had that happen to mine as well, where there was random stuff going out. And it usually starts with like 1 cent, or like it'll start really small and then it kind of like starts increasing because they want to see if they get caught. So it's interesting. And it's so good and so valuable to actually go through and doing this. Like, how often would you suggest people are doing this where they're kind of looking at their stuff?
I think that's a good, I laugh because I do it every day. I think if you're just starting, probably don't do it every day because it's going to feel really overwhelming and uncomfortable. But if you start with once a week, maybe like on Fridays, I'm going to pick a half an hour. I'm just going to go through my expenses for the week, because the smaller your timeline is, the easier it is for you to look at it. It doesn't take as much time. Or if you're like, I just want to do it once a month, just make sure on the 30th or 31st, you actually take the time to do it. It just is going to take you a little bit more time. So you have to put the time aside. So I think it's one dependent on schedule, but I would say like more frequently is better. But if you're just starting out, just try once a month. So that way you can start to get into the habit, and then you could do it daily. Cause it takes me about 3 minutes to do my budget. So I just throw it in. I am on top of it all the time.
Amazing. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And I know we chatted about subscriptions and stuff like that as well. I just wanted to mention one more thing about just being mindful about like the actual purchases. Like when you go and tap your card or whatever, like I know in the past, like I like literally won't even look at the total of what it is. It's just like this, like, oh, well, whatever. It's fine. I'm buying it anyway. I've already decided, you know, and you tap it. But it's like, in order to get where we want to go, like it is going to take some mindfulness when it comes to finances. So just inviting you next time you go to tap that card or your debit card or even paying in cash, you know, if you still use cash, it's kind of like a dinosaur thing now, but if you're still doing it, like being mindful around like what it is you're getting and really tuning in, like, is this something that I'm wanting? Because, you know, it's never too late to go either like put it back on the shelves or even return it after you've bought it if it's still within that kind of exchange period,
totally,
you know, to be able to be like, yeah, you know what? That was an impulsive purchase. I was just feeling kind of low that day and I needed something to pick me up.
you know,
that's definitely something we can do. So all of those concepts are kind of landing for you, they all make sense, put a yes in the comments below and let us know if you have anything else that you want to share with that, any other stories, anything like that. We're totally welcomed all of your stories. We would love to hear them. And so now we're going to get into the homework of it. So we kind of touched on it there, but I'm going to give it to you again, just so that it's very clear so that you all have your work cut out for you for the next video. So number one is the very first thing you're going to do. And if you don't have your pen and paper, if you want to pause us right now, go grab your pen and paper and write down these four things that we have for you. Okay. So number one is determine how much money is kind of being wasted. So this is where you're going to either choose to go print off your statements, whether it's your bank account statements and your credit card statements, and actually take a peek at where your money's going and highlight the ones that you can even highlight, like totally want to keep, maybes, definitely don't need, and then start sorting through them and filtering through them and being like, okay, like these are the ones that I'm going to cancel and cross off.
And you could even, this is what I did when I was first starting, was color coding it. So like things that really just didn't resonate and feel good, they were just a red. Things that I loved were green. Kind of things in between I did were yellow. So that might be a good way to tackle that as well.
For sure. Yeah, that's perfect. So go ahead and do that. And then go ahead and cancel the things you don't need. Like take that action step right away. Don't just write it down on paper and be like, okay, these are the things that I aren't really using. It's kind of seems like a waste right now. But actually like do that follow-up of actually canceling the things that you no longer need. Or even going through your list and being like, hey, this is a reoccurring purchase. I'm buying coffee every single day and I'm wanting to cut it back, you know? So like really bringing awareness into where you're spending the things that you're spending and just starting to bring awareness to it and starting to limit some of those things. So that's number one. Number two is to determine how much money you want to be putting aside on a either weekly basis, per paycheck, per month if you want. And like Kristen suggested, 10% is a great start. If you're excited by more, if you're excited by less, it really doesn't matter what that amount is. It's just a starting point. You know, it's building the habit so that you can start building it. And then you can start getting playful with it. You might want to increase it. You might want to, who knows what you want to do with it. It's yours. It's your creation. These are just kind of the tangible things to help get you set up for that. Is there anything you wanted to add to that, Kristen?
No, I think that that's really good. And as you increase it, it could even increase it by $5 increments.
Yeah.
Like just little bits at a time. Like don't put too much pressure on yourself while you're doing this.
Mm-hmm. And just to reiterate as well, this is just choosing the amount you want to set aside. On a following video, we're going to be talking about where to put that money to really make the most out of it. So just get that number set aside that you want and bring that to the next video. And then we're really going to help. Well, Kristen's going to help you with what to do with that money so that you can actually make the most out of it so that mm-hmm. money can start working for you. And then the third one is going to be what we just talked about with where to put that money. And so that will be in the next video as to what kind of account to open up or this or that. There's so many different accounts. There's tax-free savings account. There's mutual funds. There's high interest savings account. There's RRSPs. There's all of these different things. And to really know where to put it is very, very important. So that's what we're going to touch on in the next video. Yeah. Anything else, Kristen? Anything you want to share?
No, I think that's really great. I'm so excited to see what everyone comments below in terms of how much that they're going to be putting away and this being a full yes in moving forward. So I think we've covered everything today.
I think so too. If anybody has any questions, make sure that you put them in the comments below. And if you are in Ontario, make sure that you specify that. If you're not in Ontario and you're somewhere else in the world, make sure you put that as well, just because everything that we're talking about does typically go with Ontario. However, Chris does have connections and a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas. So if you're elsewhere in the world, that's okay too. A lot of these kind of techniques and stuff can be transferred over regardless where you are in the world. So definitely still let us know. And if you aren't subscribed to the channel yet, please make sure you subscribe if you want to tune in. These videos are coming out every 2 weeks. And like, let us know you're in the comments. We're super excited to hear from you. And we're very grateful that you're on this journey with us. Anything else, Kristen?
No, that's everything. That's great.
Okay, well, we will see everybody on the next video.
See you.
Bye.